Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So I stand in that unconditional love in everything that I do. So a session with me is a safe place because nothing is judged and everyone is given the freedom to be. You can learn more about me and what I do by visiting my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there. There's even some healing statements that you can begin to make to start to change your life, because that's what it's all about, you and who you are being and who you are becoming. So this is a show that I was guided to create so that people would have a place to ask their questions and get the answers from their guidance. So the answers that I give to people do not actually come from my head. They come from the connection between us, from what their guidance wants them to know. So if you have questions about your life, about your choices, about who you are, about who you're becoming, then feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. I've almost got my computer up. Yay! It's been an interesting month. The month of January was, I was apparently doing a lot of releasing. That's the wording I like. And so it seems like every Friday I was having problems either with the phone or the computer. It's like I wasn't supposed to be doing the show. But now apparently I am back, which is good. And I am typing. But give me a minute. I can't type and talk. Okay. All right. So you can have it posted on my page again. Yay! A lot of people are going through a lot of changes right now. Changes with their lives. Things are not the way that they used to be. That's my nice way of putting it. And that's true, because they're not supposed to be the way that they used to be, because we have changed, the energy has changed, the planet has changed, everything is changing. And so it's time for us to let go of the old stuff and start looking at what it is we really want to create, who it is we really want to be, what's really important to us. So if you are looking at your life and seeing that everything seems to be, you know, falling apart, then don't freak out about that. That's a normal part of the change, because you have to let go of the old in order to move into what is there now. And sometimes that feels like everything is just falling apart. But it's actually coming together. It's coming together in a new and different way. You're being opened up to the truth of who you are, to what is actually important to you, to what you actually need to focus on. And, you know, this is part of that whole we are ascending stuff that we hear about. And we really are. So I was asking my guidance yesterday questions about ascending. So the first question I asked them was, what does personal ascension mean? And the answer they gave me is, it means that your body is transforming. You are moving into alignment with higher dimensions. You are coming more into the knowing of the truth of who you are. This is why you are releasing so much, and the releasing is going through all of your lives. This is about you coming into alignment with your new life in this new world. It is what opens you up to love in more incredible ways than ever before. It is now. So I really like that message and the whole idea, you know, being opened up to love in incredible ways and experiencing so much more in life. So then I ask the question, is there something I'm supposed to do to assist myself in ascending? And the answer was, yes, let go. Releasing everything will allow you to ascend more quickly. Look at all of your habits and rituals, and then let them go. Look at all of your loves and hates, and then let them go. Release all of your traditions and duties. Let go of everything you have ever believed, and it will make room for the new you. Embrace the change that you are living now. And I just want to make sure that everyone understands, when you're talking about releasing, like traditions and duties, they're not talking about you can't do those things. They're talking about clearing the energy around them, removing the obligation from them, letting go of the habits that you just do without thinking. It's bringing you back to the level of being consciously aware of what you are thinking, what you are choosing in every moment. And that's why they ask us to release all of these things, because it does take us to a higher level of awareness. And you may find that some of the things that you were in the habit of doing really didn't make any sense. You really didn't need to do them. because we get like that in a lot of ways in our lives. You know, you get up in the morning and you have a habit and you do the things you habitually do. Well, this is about recognizing that you're doing these things and clearing the energy around them so that if you no longer need to do them, then you won't do them anymore and you won't miss them. It's not like you're going to look back and go, oh, I'm so sorry I had to give that up. Because you're going to be moving forward in this beautiful energy that is there now for us to create these amazing lives that we are here to live. And I know that sometimes you look at your life, you look at yourself and you think, okay, there's nothing amazing about this. And that's okay, because you really are becoming this amazing being that you already are, but you're just now beginning to recognize it. And so by letting go of the old stuff, of the habits, of the traditions, of the rituals, of all of the old stuff, you're making room for your own evolution, for your own advancement. And that's what you're here for. That's what it's all about. And so then I ask a third question. The third question was, is ascension designed to bring me freedom? And I ask this question for a couple of reasons, but one of them is because freedom has always been an important thing to me. You know, it was always something that I wanted. If you asked me what I wanted in my life, and I would say, freedom, I want freedom, even though I wasn't sure what freedom was. And the answer they gave is, yes, that is its purpose. To untie you from all that has ever been so that you move into complete love and acceptance of yourself, your life, and your choices. This is all about you living the good life and sharing the joy. And so you see that all of that releasing is going to make your life better. It's all about letting things become better and better and better. We are no longer stuck in that old stuff that we were stuck in. It's about letting go of the whole perception of doom and gloom and all of the negativity and all of the drama and the trauma of the world. It's about letting go of all of that and starting to stand in your power, starting to accept that you have the right and the ability to have this beautiful, amazing, phenomenal life. And it starts right now. This is not something you have to wait for the angels to say, okay, I think you're ready now. Because it's already started. It's actually started a few years ago, several years ago. Okay, maybe as many as 20 years ago. I'm hearing it maybe be more than 20 years ago. But this is the transition. This is, you know, the dawning of the age of Aquarius that song was about. This is now. We are in this now. And this is going to change everything. But it's going to change it in a way that's absolutely wonderful and will mean that we get to create these amazing lives that we have thought about and dreamed about and maybe never even believed that it could be true. And now it's coming true. So don't fight it. Like I said, if things feel like they're falling apart in your life, let go of that perception. Allow yourself to just let it all go. And you can do that by simply saying, dear innate, I release. And then release whatever it is that's on your mind. I release the belief that my life is falling apart. I release the belief that things are getting horrible. They're getting worse. I release the need to wallow in negativity. I release the fear of my own amazing life. I release the fear of my greatness. That's something that I've had to do with a lot of people. Work with them on releasing the fear of their own greatness. We have all of these limitations that we have placed on ourselves. And guidance wants to make sure you understand that. These are limitations that you have placed on you. God is not limiting you. God does not limit you. So the limitations in your life are there because you put them there, which means that you have the power to release them, to let them go. You have the power to be more than you have ever imagined. And that's what all of this new energy is about. It's about you stepping into your power, living the truth, becoming who you already are, but you never allowed yourself to be. So it's not like you're creating something new. You're actually recognizing what's always been there. And it doesn't have to be hard or difficult. It's totally up to you. If you are opened up to allowing it to be easy, allowing it to flow, then that's what you will experience. But that means that when things come up, you have to release them. It's interesting, some of the things that do come up, I've had instances where I was remembering all of these things that had happened in the past that I still was hanging on to, still had beliefs about. Sometimes it was beliefs that I had done something wrong and therefore I deserved to be punished. And guidance would say, is that really true? And, you know, I'd look at it and think, well, that's what I was taught. That's what I was taught when I was a kid. If you do something wrong, you're going to be punished and you deserve it. And they said, well, but is it true? And I realized it wasn't. Because when God looks at me, God doesn't see that I've done anything wrong. God just sees that I've made choices. And now I'm making different choices. And there are no strings attached. You know, there are no, these have to be the consequences of what you did. You know, there's none of that. And so I'm learning more and more to just let go. To let go of the whole belief that I've done anything wrong. And definitely to let go of the whole belief that I need to be punished. Because I don't. And neither do you. No one does. And I know that this goes against all the morality and ethics that we've been taught in life. But those are man-made ideas. And if you want to live in man-made ideas, that's fine, but don't expect to find the absolute joy in your life as long as you are tethered to the man-made beliefs, especially since all those beliefs are from the past and everything is changing now. Everything is changing now. And so the things that we used to believe are no longer true, and we get to let them go. And that's what this energy that is around our world right now is about. That's why it's bringing up all this old stuff. That's why it's stirring up the muck, you know, from the bottom of the pot, so that we can realize that it's time to let go. And they're showing me this image of a bucket, and it's got dirt at the bottom, and then there's water on top, and now the bucket is under a faucet, and the faucet is on, and so the water is flowing in, and as the water is flowing in and the bucket is spilling over, it's clearing out the dirt from the bottom of the bucket. And so that's what we're working on, clearing out the dirt from the bottom of the bucket, and eventually the bucket will be filled with clean water. And that will be, you know, when we're living those beautiful lives where we have inner peace and outer peace, where we know that we are loved and we love ourselves. And so this week, the message that I've been getting over and over for myself and the people that I've been working with is it's about self-love, about the importance of self-love. The most important thing that we can do is truly love ourselves. And sometimes that seems to be the hardest thing for us to do, to actually love ourselves. But when we allow ourselves to open up to loving and accepting ourselves, then all of the problems in our lives begin to fade away. For one thing, we begin to realize that we don't need problems. And our problems are there because of our beliefs. So we create our own problems. And they say that is true no matter what your problem is, no matter how big it is, no matter how you think somebody out there in the world or the whole world is against you and it's horrendous and there's nothing you can do to change it. Guidance is saying if you love yourself, if you truly open your heart to yourself, then it changes your energy and it brings you into alignment with the beautiful joy and prosperity and laughter, and all of the wonderful things in life. And it takes you out of alignment with all of the negativity, the distress, the frustration, the stress, the sickness, and all of that other stuff that may be in your life. Because you really do have a choice. You have a choice about who you are being, what you are experiencing, what you are creating. We always have a choice. And so they're working with me more and more on loving myself. And it's interesting because the more I open up to actually loving me, the more I can see how I used to push away from loving me. Because I was so busy making sure everybody else was okay. And now I am realizing that that's not my job. I'm not responsible for everybody else. Yes, I do work with people and I do assist them in making changes in their lives, but I'm not responsible for them. They are responsible for themselves. And recognizing this is it's really changing the way that I see things, the way that I see life, the way that I see the world, the way that I see myself. Because I used to be so concerned about everybody else, about what they thought, about what they did, about whether or not they were happy, you know, and all of those wonderful things that we're always concerned about. And now I find that I'm not really concerned about it at all. I'm okay with people being exactly as they are being. And in a way, this means that I am no longer trying to control other people. I'm no longer trying to control their lives because that's what I was doing. It was a matter of fixing, controlling, or managing them, what they were experiencing, what I was experiencing, but mostly them. I thought if I got all of them right, then I could be right. And now I'm accepting the fact that I am right. And there's nothing about me that I really need to change. I have the choice. You know, I can change anything I want to. But there's nothing that is required to change before I can love me. And that sounds like such a little thing, but that is a huge step for so many of us, because we are really taught in this world that other people are more important, that it is our job to meet other people's expectations, that we are required to make other people happy. You know, it's like if you're a good hostess, you serve everybody else before you get to have anything. And if they eat it all, well, then you just go hungry, because that's what a good hostess does. And now my guidance is saying, no, actually, before they all show up, you go ahead and eat, and then once they get there, you can serve them. And if there's nothing left, it doesn't matter, because you've already taken care of yourself so that you can be available to do what is needed. Because you are the most important person in your life. And think about that. Think how different your life would be if you'd been raised that way. And knowing your value. Knowing that you are the most important person in your life. How would that change things now? When you look at so many relationships, and actually the word abuse popped into my head, so I guess I'm supposed to talk on that. People who are in abusive relationships, both the ones who are abusing and the ones who are being abused, do not love themselves. If they did, they wouldn't do the things that they do. They wouldn't accept the treatment that they are getting. They would know that they are better, and the whole situation never would have occurred for them. So this whole idea of loving yourself is really what is going to change the world. Because there's so much crap that we just have put up with. And we put up with it because we didn't really recognize our significance, our importance, our power. And I'm not saying this in a narcissistic kind of way. I'm talking about the love that comes to us from our Creator, if you believe in a Creator. If you believe in something else, that's fine. But it is the basic, the building blocks of existence. That is the love that is within us. And that love would never, ever ask us to hurt ourselves or allow someone else to hurt us. Because it's not about the pain and the all of the negativity. It's about creating this beautiful life where things flow, where you are at peace, where you are accepting of yourself, who you are being, who you are becoming. So this really is about us being caregivers for ourselves instead of taking care of everybody else first. And it really makes sense if you think about it, because if you don't do what is necessary to keep yourself healthy and happy, then you won't have the energy to do it for anybody else. That's why so many people burn out. They just give up. And they just turn away from life and everything in it. Because they keep waiting for someone to give them the care that they need. And that someone that you're waiting for to give you that care is you. Take care of you. Love you. Open up to accepting your value. Open up to accepting your life and start creating what you truly desire to experience. And let go of the whole idea that you're stuck with what you have. And this, I know, sounds incredibly simple when I say it, but it can be the most difficult thing for us to do because it does go against everything that we were taught. At least if you're my age, you were definitely not taught to accept yourself, to love yourself, to put yourself first. I can look back on all of the occasions where I was with my family at reunions or wherever we were, and, you know, it's established that when you're eating, the women go through the line first and fix plates for all of the kids. And then they go through the line if they need to fix a plate for their husband or their man, And then they can go through the line and fix the plate for themselves. Once they've made sure that everybody else is taken care of, they put themselves last. And so by the end of whatever the occasion is, the women are exhausted because they've been busy doing everything for everybody. You know, and it's like if a little kid misbehaves, then they look at the mother like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? How are you raising that child? I don't think I've ever heard anyone talk about how the father is raising that child. And so the women have these huge burdens put upon them. Now, this may not be true everywhere because, you know, my family's from the South, and, you know, in the South, there's all of these silly rules. And that's what I grew up seeing. That's what I grew up doing. And that's my natural inclination. If I'm with a group of people, my natural inclination is to make sure that everybody else is taken care of first. Now, I've let that go, and so it doesn't really bother me anymore if other people are, you know, not fed yet while I'm eating, because the food's right there. All they have to do is get up and get it. And if they want my help, then all they have to do is ask. And I would still do it for them. But I'm not going to do it for them just because I think it's my duty to do it for them. Because then that creates resentment and negative feelings. And I don't want to live in that energy. If I do something for someone, I do it out of love. And if I can't do it out of love, I'm not going to do it. Because I don't want to create that negativity for them or for me. I deserve better, and so do they. So it's making adjustments in my life, and I see it, and it pops up at times, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is interesting, you know. Like, I'll be having a conversation with someone, and I'll mention other people that we know, and I'll realize that I don't really care whether or not they are happy and content and all of that other stuff. It's not my job to be responsible for them. But I haven't figured out how to say it in a way that doesn't sound like I'm saying that I don't care, even though that is what I'm saying. But I'm saying I don't care in the way that I used to. I still love everybody, but I am not responsible for anybody except me. And so we may have to design, you know, new ways of talking about things that show the love, but not the need to control, not the need to manipulate. So that is part of the changes that is happening with the new energies that have come to our world. And so if you find yourself thinking, I don't really care about such and such, you know, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. The things that we were taught are important are not necessarily important. They're really not. And it's amazing how much we let those things run our lives. Sometimes it just boggles my mind when I think about, you know, all the rules and regulations that we live with. And a lot of those rules and regulations are just stupid to me. And I know that they were created as a method of control. And the people who created them thought that they needed to control everybody. They needed to make sure that we all did the right thing, that we all said the right thing, that we all dressed the right way, that we all, you know, followed the order. And they think that that brings more sensibility to our lives. And I can see some things that we do you know, it does benefit us if everybody kind of does the same thing, like driving on a road, you know, if everybody's driving on the same side of the street, you know, going at a pace that is sensible, I can see where that's beneficial. But then there are other rules and regulations that make no sense at all to me. I know there used to be a law in Oklahoma, and Oklahoma is surrounded by land. There is no ocean. You'd have to drive 12 hours to get to the ocean. There used to be a law that you could not catch whales in Oklahoma. Oklahoma is in the southwestern part of the United States. If you live on the East Coast, you're used to these huge lakes and rivers and all of this water. You don't see that in Oklahoma. You know, you see a river that has a little trickle down the middle of it, especially in the summer. And if you see water from bank to bank, you're like, oh my gosh, there's a flood somewhere, you know, because that's not normal in Oklahoma. But someone decided there needed to be a law so that you couldn't fish for whales in Oklahoma, where there are no whales. There is no ocean. So there's all kinds of laws that really don't make any sense. And it's because someone wanted to regulate other people. They wanted to control. And now we are letting go of that. And we're finding that we don't want to be regulated. We don't want to be controlled. So all of the turmoil that's getting stirred up in the whole world, actually, it's probably going to result in a lot of changes. And it may result in collapse of structures that have been in place for a long time. And that's what it needs to do in order for us to decide what it is we actually want, instead of sticking with what we've stuck with for years. And are some systems that really have lasted much, much longer than they need to. And that's going to change. And so being open to that change within you, allowing yourself to become the greatest version of you that you can possibly be, allows you to move through all of the changes that are going to occur with economics and governments and everything, and health and banking and everything. Because then it doesn't mean that something bad is happening to you. You don't have to take it personally, which is what people do now. When something changes, they take it personally, because that means that they have to change, because they can't do it the way that they always did it, because this change is happening. It's about getting past all of that and accepting that you have the ability to create your own life. And for some people, that's like I'm speaking a foreign language, because they'll give you a list of what they need to do. They don't have time for themselves because they have to do all of this other stuff. They have to take care of all of these other people. They have to be the one who is responsible for everyone. It's time to let that go and start looking at what it is that brings you joy, what it is that brings you light and love and laughter, what it is that brings you health and vitality, what it is that's actually important to you. And you may just want to sit and think about that for a little bit, or start making a list. Make a list of what it is you desire in your life. And make sure you put on the list, this is what I desire, not what I want. Because want means that you don't have it. Desire is much more open. It has much more freedom to it. And the word desire is actually connected with our Creator. So it's much more expansive. And desires don't have conditions. If I desire something, it doesn't mean that I don't already have it. I could have some version of it, and that's absolutely fine. But it means that I'm going to make some changes. You know, I'm going to tweak it a little, bring it into alignment with who I am now. Want means you don't have it. And when you are making a list of what you want, you are telling the universe, I don't have this. And the universe is saying, okay, we're going to make sure you don't have this. Because that's what you're saying. It's important for us to actually know the energy that we are in and that we are putting out there into the world. It's like when I'm talking about, you know, taking care of everyone else. That is a form of control, controlling other people, controlling situations and circumstances. That is about you being in control. And so a lot of times the things that you're doing for other people are not actually for other people. They're actually based in your fear concerning other people. But when you are doing it out of love, unconditional love, then you're doing it simply because you're doing it. And there are no repercussions, no tie-ins, no, if I don't do this, then something bad will happen, or, you know, someone will be mad at me or whatever it is that pops into your head. There's none of that. You are simply doing what you do out of love. And it doesn't matter how the other person likes it or doesn't like it, whether or not they say thank you or not. That doesn't matter. You're not doing it to get a response or to control someone else. You are doing it simply because it is what your heart is telling you to do. So one of the things that is being shown to me, sometimes in ways that just make me laugh, is about relationships. You know, I am looking to be in a relationship, and I haven't been in a relationship in years. But this is going to be a relationship based in unconditional love. And there are parts of my brain that are going, I don't know how to do that. How can you do that? That's not possible. How can you do something out of unconditional love? My brain is convinced that's just not possible. So, you know, I'm releasing those brain thoughts all the time. But there are times when we feel that unconditional love, or when we felt it, when we've known that someone did something for us simply because they loved us, not because they expected anything in return, and there were no strings attached, and there was nothing else there except love. Think about that. Remember a time like that in your life, if you can. It may have been you who did that something for yourself. Think about how that felt. How it was just a wonderful feeling of being accepted exactly as you were. You didn't have to change anything. You didn't have to do anything. You were simply being loved. Now imagine that you're in a relationship and that's all there is to it. You're with someone who loves you unconditionally. And even if you don't take out the trash, or you don't wash the dishes, or you don't, you know, whatever the list of honeydews is, even if you never did any of them, they would still love you. Because the love is not based on what you do. It's based on the fact that you are. Now imagine a whole world filled with people who are living that love and who are allowing that love to guide them in every moment of their existence. There would be no negativity, no upset, no, oh my gosh, I don't like that person, I don't like what they do. There would be none of that. Because they would simply be accepting everyone exactly as they are. And you wouldn't have to prove anything to anybody. And there would be no need to control or fix or manage other people or yourself. There'd be no war. There'd be nothing to fight over. There'd be no fights about anything. What would you fight about? There's nothing to fight about. Imagine how your life would be if you were living that unconditional love. And that's what guidance wants us to do. They want us to do that for ourselves. Because it starts with us. In order for the world to become this beautiful, wonderful, loving place, we have to individually become these beautiful, wonderful, loving people. It doesn't start out there. It starts in you. And the more you recognize that and accept that and start making the changes to allow more and more love of yourself in your life, the better you are making the whole world. And it does shift everything that you used to think was important. And you begin to see what is actually important. We've been taught so much garbage for so long. I mean, hundreds and hundreds, okay, thousands and thousands of years. And we need to let it all go. And I do mean all of it. The releasing that I am guided to do includes everything. Everything I've ever thought. Everything I've ever felt. Everything I've ever said. Everything I've ever believed. Everything I've ever experienced. That's what they want me to release. So there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that I hold on to. They've even had me release love, which I thought was interesting, but it actually did make a difference. Because we do have beliefs about love that are not true. And now I'm thinking of all the fairy tales that I used to read when I was a little kid. You know, like Snow White and Cinderella and all the other ones. I had a huge book of fairy tales, and I just loved reading fairy tales. And that, I don't want to say warped my perception of love, but in some ways, I guess it did, because, you know, everyone lived happily ever after, but they were not at peace in their hearts, in their lives, so there was no way they could actually live happily ever after, because if you don't have peace within you, then there is no happily ever after. So that's what that whole self-love thing is about. It brings you the peace within. So then everybody will live happily ever after because we won't be looking for what's wrong, which is something that we do now, something that we've been taught to do. something that the news is always showing us. What's wrong? Oh my gosh, did you know that if you don't lock your door at night, people come in and murder you and rob you and rape you and all of this other horrible stuff, so you better lock your door at night. You know, there was a time when people didn't lock their doors at night, when doors might not have even had locks. And they were okay. And yet things changed and people started seeing the negative and creating the negative and living the negative. And now we are surrounded by all of this negativity. And it's exhausting. It really is. And so coming back to the unconditional love of yourself takes you out of all of that negativity that is meant to control you. You don't need to be controlled. There's nothing wrong with you. You are a beautiful, incredible part of God. And you really are. And it's time to accept that and to live that and to know that it is true. This is who you truly are. So this is a phenomenal time in our lives, a phenomenal time in the history of our world where everything is changing. Don't be afraid of change. Check in with your heart to see if things are right for you. And if they're not right for you, ask for guidance so that you can see the changes that you need to make in you, in your life. Because that is truly where it starts. And no one is supposed to be controlling you. It's your life, your choices. Okay, let's go to our caller from area code 631.
Yes, hi. My name is Sue, and I was just asking about a work reading, if that's okay.
Sure.
Is
your name was Sue?
Yes, I'm subbing at one place, and it's just really hard on me physically, so I'm thinking about subbing at other school districts, and I just applied today. I have an interview on Monday. What do you think of all this?
The first thing I'm being asked by your guidance is to ask you why what you're doing now is hard on you.
Physically.
And would that change at another school?
Yes.
Okay. All right. They're saying that if the place that you are looking at working feels right with your heart, right with who you are. It's like when you're looking for a house and you walk into a house and you immediately feel that this is the right place. If you have that feeling that it is the right place, then yes, you will resonate with them, they will resonate with you, and you will begin to work there.
Okay.
They want you to make sure that you are always putting yourself first, that you are doing what is right for you. Because that is what
it was not always about money or what other people think. I need the money, but it's just I can't physically change diapers on 18-year-olds and wheelchairs and all that at this point in my life.
Okay. All right. So they're showing me this image of you, and you're at a school, and it looks like. Looks more like an elementary school, judging by the ages of the kids I see around there.
Yeah, I just went to the elementary school now.
Okay, and the kids are walking down the hall, and they wave, and they say your name, and they're all happy that you're there, and you're happy that you're there. Oh, that school's really good. Yeah, this feels like a really good change for you.
Now, do you think I'll start in March, probably?
I see. Let me see if they'll let me see out the window so I can see what time of the year it is. Okay, it is green out there. Yeah, it looks like spring. Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, that's good.
They're just saying make sure that this really feels like a match to you, because the place I'm seeing you in, you are very happy, and you're just feeling vitalized, and you love the kids, and they love you, and it's just a wonderful feeling. So make sure that you feel that in that place.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome, and enjoy your new job.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we're going to go to our next caller, which is my favorite number, 111111111. Let's see if it's my favorite queen. Hello.
Hail to the anointed one, the appointed anointed divine. Well, I am so glad that you have returned in this forum for a moment in time. I'm fabulous. How are you?
Okay, are you outside? Because you're hard to hear.
I am outside, and I'm going to go back into the store. If I sit in my car, the car takes control of the of my phone. So I'm just going to mute and say I'm glad you're back. If you have anything to say to me, I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Well, let me check in and see what I'm getting. Okay. So first of all, I'm hearing the song, you know, it is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. I started hearing that song yesterday, and now it's popping back into my mind again. Okay, and so I'm seeing this beautiful image of this goddess, and she is I'm trying to figure out how to describe her. She's wearing these beautiful, colorful robes, and she has this crown thing on her head. I don't know what symbol that is. And she's standing there, and she's got her arms out, and she's welcoming you into her heart. And so I'm seeing this image of you, and you are walking up to her. She's like, you know, huge. You're small enough to fit into her hand. So she's picking you up from the ground, and she's placing you in her heart. And then apparently there's a door there, and you open the door, and you go in. And then she's beginning to have all of these different colors running through her now that you're inside of her. And there's this amazing sense of love that is there. And so you are surrounded with love inside of her heart. And now I'm seeing inside of her heart there's this beautiful space, and it's got these huge cushions that you can sit on there that are just so comfortable, and they just kind of mold themselves to your body however you are sitting or lying. It's totally up to you. And there's these beautiful pieces in gold, and there's incense burning, and there's these kind of like Moroccan lamps. And it's just this wonderful, warm and loving and accepting place. And then there are these people coming in, and they're bringing in trays of food for you to eat. And they're setting them around so you can just nibble whenever you want to. And they're giving you this beautiful golden chalice. and this is for you. And they're bringing in goblets of wine, different wines and different goblets, and you can choose whatever you want to drink. It's like it's totally about loving and accepting you, and you can have anything you want. And they're bringing in these beautiful rolls of silken fabrics, and so that you can choose, and they're draping them in places, and it's just this endless supply of everything beautiful and wonderful that you can choose from. You know, there's even this group of men, so that if you wanted a lover, you could pick one of them. You know, it's just like everything that you could ever want is right there. And it's all for you because you are loved. And you're just lounging back, having a wonderful time. And now one of the men's rubbing your feet. It just feels so wonderful. So I'm getting a vision today instead of a message. And the vision has to do with love. Yeah, that whole love thing. It's funny, I was thinking, oh, I should just go join you, and then I see myself walking into the room.
Well, you know, I hope you can hear me. You know you are welcome.
I can hear you, and I do know that. I just didn't expect to suddenly be there.
And you've come before, and you're welcome. You are welcome, my beloved goddess sister. And I am so happy to share my space with you. And I have, that sounds like, aspects of it sounds like already where I am. And there are still some to be received. I got some some fruit the other day. And I am savoring the fragrance of the strawberries. I'm saying, wow, I have never had strawberries scent my home. And the Moroccan vibration, the energies, I mean, it's me. And when you spoke of the tall goddess, it reminded me of Hetheru, Isis, and her throne is there's a door at the bottom of her throne. I feel it. I'm so blessed. And I shall invite you in deeper and deeper to see where I'm going and what I'm experiencing. Oh, you are quite welcome, beloved. You are quite welcome. Thank you for being you and for loving you and for sharing your love with me and those who are ready to receive what you share.
Ah, it is so wonderful to share that unconditional love. It really does just feel so good.
I know.
Well, enjoy your time of being loved and pampered and knowing that you deserve it.
Oh, I shall every moment from henceforth, and I found out my car wouldn't take over my phone. Only when I turned the key, so I got
that. Oh, okay.
Lessons learned.
Good.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. And we are going to the caller from area code 510. Hi, here's this.
Hi, this is Tasha. How are you?
I am fine. How about you?
I'm doing good. I want to know if you get any messages from me.
About anything in particular or just in general?
In general.
Something in particular you want to know about. What is it that you really want to know? What are you not letting yourself ask?
I want to know, do you see me getting anything for Valentine's Day?
Okay, I'm just seeing all of these beautiful hearts floating all over the place.
Aww.
And I'm seeing Okay. So I'm seeing an image of you, and you're taking a bubble bath.
Oh.
I don't know if bubble baths is something that you enjoy, but you seem to be enjoying this one. It's like you are treating yourself with whatever it is that you love. It's not about that it needs to come from anybody else, because it's you loving you, you recognizing mm-hmm. that you deserve to be treated like a queen. And so I see you getting out of the bath and you're putting on lotion, and it just looks so silky and smooth. I have no idea what brand it is, but it just seems extraordinarily wonderful. I don't know if you have a lotion that's like that you don't use because it's so wonderful and you think, oh my gosh, I can only use this on special occasions, but you're putting it on yourself.
Okay.
And you're getting dressed up and you're going out. And they just show me you walking out your door. They're not showing me if there's anybody else or where you're going or anything like that. They're saying mm-hmm. that part is up to you. Is there someone special that you wanted to spend Valentine's Day with?
Yeah, this guy named Henry.
Okay. And I'm hearing the words, invite him.
Okay.
And now they're showing me you with a man, and I'm assuming that's him. You guys are going into a nice restaurant. It's just, you know, candlelight and all of that wonderful stuff.
Okay.
So, whether you're with him or not for Valentine's Day, and it's totally your choice, but make sure that you do wonderful things for you.
Okay.
Because it is time for you to show yourself that you love you. And the more you actually open up to loving you, the more other people will love you as well.
Okay.
So they're saying do what feels good to you. And if it means he's there, fine. And if it means that he's not there, that's fine too.
Okay.
Because your happiness is not dependent upon him. It comes
right.
from within you.
Right.
So, you know, you can invite him to take you out for Valentine's Day.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Oh. And it does feel like you're really going to have a good time, whether you're with him or not. You're going to have a great day.
Yeah. Yeah.
That whole day feels good.
Okay.
Let me see if there's anything else they want to say to you. Okay.
Okay.
And there is. Here's what they're saying. This is the time when it's right for you to start accepting yourself. To start recognizing how wonderful and amazing you are and how you're really a gift to the world and to other people. And that you don't have to prove that you have value because they see the value in you, because you see the value in you. It's time for you to start listening to your heart and to allow yourself to be pampered. Allow yourself to be treated like you are just absolutely the best that there is, because you are. It's time for you to start living that and to accept that it is okay for you to be absolutely happy, to be in love, to be in joy, to be in life. It's time for you to let your heart open fully and let the good things come.
Okay.
Oh, sounds like you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy yourself then.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling. Yeah, it really is about enjoying ourselves, enjoying our lives, enjoying what we are creating. And it's funny the way that they said it, you should invite him to invite you. Because, you know, as women, we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to wait for the man to do it. We're supposed to wait for the man to do whatever it is we want to do. And this was about you actually not so much nudging. In a way, it's standing in your power and saying, this is what I'd like, so that he doesn't have to wonder, you know, wonder if she wants to go out with me for Valentine's Day. He knows because you invited him to invite you. So he already knows that that's something that you want. It's you recognizing that if you have something that you want, you should state it, you know, put it out there. And you don't have to wait for somebody else to be in control. It's about letting go of that whole thing about letting anyone else be in control. Someone has to be in control. No, this is about you living your life, coming from the love within you. It's not about control. We really need to let go of that whole idea about control. It's like with Queen when she was in that beautiful goddess's heart and that lovely space. And I still see we are. Now I'm eating chocolate covered nuts, my favorite thing. and just allowing yourself to be pampered, loved, adored, being given the most beautiful things in life and accepting them because you know that you're worth it. You know that you are worthy. And that's something that stopped a lot of people from so much in their lives, because they weren't willing to accept their worth. And now is the time for us to start accepting it, to start living it, to start being it. It's time for us really to open up to the truth of who we are, open up to feeling good. Now I'm hearing the song again. It is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Because it is. And everything is changing. And these are good changes. And we are changing. And it's time for us to let it be. Now I'm hearing the song, Let It Be. We don't need to fight anymore. We can just accept ourselves and our lives and get on with being who we truly are. And so I leave you with those words. Let go. Let go of everything from the past. And start standing in your power, in your love, in your truth, in your magnificence. And let it be. I will be back next Friday for another Get Answers to Life's Questions. And I send you all lots and lots of love. And I hope that you have an absolutely magnificent Valentine's Day. Whether you're with someone else or you're just with yourself, Make it a day about love, loving you, accepting you, being you. That is what's important. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.